With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump just ran away with a win in South Carolina's primary yesterday, easily beating former two-time Governor Nikki Haley in her own backyard. For her part, the former U.N. ambassador says she has no plans to exit the race with Michigan's primary coming up on Tuesday.
They have the right to a real choice. Not a Soviet-style election with only one candidate. And I have a duty to give them that choice.
Also at SRNnews.com, Western leaders arrived in Kyiv this weekend to mark the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The president of the European Commission and the prime ministers of Italy, Belgium, and Canada arrived together by train. Later, a virtual meeting of the G7 group of leading economies was held, also attended by Ukrainian President Zelensky. BBC's James Waterhouse has more.
We've just seen that the former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has arrived. He was one of the earliest, staunchest supporters of Ukraine in the outbreak of this full-scale invasion. President Zelensky is also meeting current prime ministers from Belgium, Italy, as well as Canada with Justin Trudeau, as well as the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen.
The official two-week campaign period before Portugal's early general election has begun. The country's two moderate mainstream parties are once again expected to collect most votes with the expected rise of a populist party, potentially adding momentum to Europe's drift to the right. Atlanta Motor Speedway, the site of this afternoon's NASCAR race, the second of the season. This is SRN News. More than 8,000 Christians were murdered in Nigeria last year.
It's the work of two Muslim terror groups, Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen. The numbers come from the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law, which also reports that 500 churches were attacked in Nigeria in 2023, and more than 70 clergymen have been kidnapped. This is not a new problem. Muslim terrorists have been preying on Nigeria's Christians for the last 15 years. Government efforts to stem the bloodletting have failed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian government says it will outlaw doxing. That's the malicious release online of personal or identifying information without the subject's permission. The announcement comes after pro-Palestinian activists published personal details about hundreds of Jewish people living in Australia. An official says the proposed laws, which have yet to be drafted, would involve issuing takedown notices to social media platforms. SRN News. One of basketball's all-time greats is being honored with a United States stamp.
John Wooden's stamp has been unveiled on the UCLA campus where he coached the Bruins to a record 10 national championships in the 1960s and 70s. Two of his former players, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Jamal Wilkes, Ron Hand, to help honor Wooden. He is just the second college basketball coach to be honored with the postage stamp. The other, none other than James Naismith, the man who invented the game. Wooden was 99 when he died in 2010. Jason Walker reporting.
Austin Hill yesterday won his second straight NASCAR Xfinity race to open the season, surging to the lead on an overtime restart at Atlanta Motorsports Speedway. Hill opened the Xfinity season last week with his third consecutive series opening win at Daytona. More at SRNnews.com.